All right, so this is the episode with Ronnie McMullen. Something happened to the beginning of the recording. I have no idea what it was, but basically I just introduced him, asked him how his life was going, and then he began to tell a story about the two wolves. And Ronnie is the owner of Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. He's also a good friend of mine and a sponsor of the networks, but we're buddies and we talk about spiritual stuff all the time, and kind of a synchronicity happened so he could come on the air tonight. And so we'll just take it from there as he goes into the story.
It was about a little boy who went to his grandpa. He said, "Grandpa, you know, I got all these thoughts in my brain. They're just crazy, all these thoughts. What do I do?" And the grandfather says, "Well, boy," he says, we have two wolves in us. We have the good wolf, which represents love and patience and kindness. And he says, and we have the bad wolf, which is an attraction to negative and fear and anger and hatred.
And resentment, yeah.
And resentment. And the little boy says, "Oh man, I don't want the bad wolf. So how do I get the good wolf to win?" He says, "It's the wolf you feed that wins." And I thought, whoa, you know, what energy you put into what wolf, the black wolf or the white wolf, what energy you put into it, what you feed. And we feed the black wolf because the black wolf can be ego. The black wolf can be hatred, anger, fear. Many of us get trapped. And the wolf almost controls us. And, you know, that can be such a dangerous thing. And, you know, we can get out of it, but we have to start starving the bad wolf and feeding the good wolf.
That's right. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do, too, sometimes.
It is. And I really, you know, if anybody's out there listening right now and you're going through hell, which many of us are. I'm not the only one going through hell. And you're going through hell. It could be your own hell. It doesn't mean fire and brimstone. But in other words, your life's upside down. Or there's things in your life that just really make you unhappy. Think about the good wolf and the bad wolf. The white wolf and the black wolf. Whichever you want to put it in your brain. Start feeding the good wolf. No matter what, feed that good wolf. And the good wolf will take over the bad wolf. And, you know, I've been on radio for years. I love radio. It's so close to my heart. But I need to be feeding the good wolf more than the bad wolf. And I'm not a man that's perfect. Missed the boat quite a few times.
Oh, yeah, we all do.
But I tell you this, there's always another shot. There's always another shot. So if you're going through it right now, you know, I just tell you, I love you. Feed the good wolf. Feed the good wolf. Because the thing, the extra to the story, is a good wolf will lead you to the Creator. Always. The bad wolf will get you lost.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's a pretty good message. What do you think that wolf actually represents? Is it your thoughts? Is it just everything bad? Negativity? Fear? I mean, is that what it is? Just all the bad stuff, right?
I think it's energies.
Yeah, bad energy.
You
know,
you ever walked up to somebody and they just don't like you and you go, man, what happened? I don't even know this person. You know? Or you ever go into a building and you feel funny?
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, I think it's about energies, you know, and I could be wrong. I really could. It could be
energy. There's something to that.
Spiritual. You know, I'm not a pro at this. I'm not a woo-woo.
But there are subtle energies, though. Like, those things that we learn to pay attention to. We talk about on the broadcast here a lot, you know, dreams, dream journals, just little synchronicities, like things like that. Those are subtle energies that are trying to get your attention all the time. They're trying to get your attention. Yes. But I think there's a, how to, so here's the thing. let's say you're the piece of meat, right? And you got the bad wolf a hold of the piece of meat, which is you, and the good wolf has a hold of the meat, and he's trying to get you too, right? I'm not saying they're both out to get you, but how do you let go of the bad wolf and get to the good wolf? I think the first step there is forgiveness.
I think you're right, but I think the analogy wouldn't be that both wolves are biting you.
Because what it feels like sometimes, right?
Because it does. I was thinking, well, is he going to say, you know, because you feel torn apart, you know, which that would make sense.
Yeah.
But I think the energies are wolves are leading. So the black wolf is leading you a certain place and the white wolf is leading you like a guide dog.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. But there is a piece there that you know, where the analogy runs line is the black wolf. If you don't start feeding him, he will bite you.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. That's a good way to identify it, right?
Yes, where the white wolf will not bite you. But here's the negative on the white wolf. If you don't feed the white wolf will go to someone else.
Aha, there's the tricky part.
So this is why we feel alone when we do bad things.
Yeah.
Because the white wolf leaves. The black wolf is, and the black wolf, when you're feeding the black wolf, oh, he's happy dog.
Yeah. Makes you feel good too. He's your best buddy.
Yes. He's your best buddy. He's there for you. Pet him, roll around in the grass, you know, yeehaw. Never bite you, give you a couple kisses and lick you. But you don't feed that wolf and he'll take you out. He's a wolf. But here's another piece. This is good. We're just making this up as we go. But here's another piece. So the white wolf leaves you. But if the black wolf tries to bite you when you're trying to do the right thing, the white wolf will protect you.
That's right.
It's still a wolf. Power.
That is, that's a pretty powerful thing. You just come up with that all on your own? That's pretty good, Ronnie. No, seriously.
I heard this today, this one-liner. Here's one of those mind crackers. That'd be a good show, mind crackers. Okay, anyway. Got to have a little giggle once in a while. Too heavy of stuff. Okay, here's the line. Your pain encloses your understanding. Isn't that deep?
Your pain encloses your understanding.
When you have lots of pain, you don't understand.
That's right. You got that. Yeah.
Guy's dead on, isn't he?
You know what, too? I've had pain, too, like pain that I'm like, people's like, what's wrong? And like, I don't know.
And we're not even, I think he's talking about emotional pain, but you could actually take this to physical pain as well.
I was talking about emotional pain. Yeah. I've had that before. Not knowing what's wrong with me, you know, like, I don't know.
Right. But this even would move to the physical. And here's one for you. If your emotional state is so bad and so wrecked, and you keep not loving it, working it, and getting it better, your actual physical body will go bad.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of times people that get cancer have unforgiveness problems. And I'm not saying if you have cancer, you have unforgiveness. I'm saying there is a connection to certain diseases that connect to certain things that are going on emotionally. You know, how many times does somebody go into the doctor and say, oh, doc, I got a gut ache. It's so bad. Well, did you eat some bad food? No. Did you have spicy food? No. Well, I'll give you some pills. Did he ask the man, are you going through a divorce?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Did you lose a loved one? You know, did you just lose your job of 30 years? Don't know what you're going to do. You see what I'm saying? So, and think about it. When we're going to make a big deal, I'm going to buy a house. Should I buy that house? I don't know to buy that house. I don't know. This is all the money I got, but it works, but I don't know. And somebody comes up and says, I have a gut feeling this is a good thing. Or I have a gut feeling it's a bad thing. Interesting that the second brain is in the gut. Interesting that the soul is in the gut. So if your pain encloses your understanding, how many of us out there, especially tonight, how many of us have pain that's listening to this? Everybody, you know, if we were in a big group, we'd probably be all raising our hands. Maybe we'd even raise our hands and cry together. You're right, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We all got pain, right? So then how much understanding do we have? I mean, if we're gonna dissect these sayings, then how much understanding do we have?
Well,
and the person that defends is the person that's the weakest.
Yes. And I feel, you know what else too? Like I was talking to Ryan about that the other day. I was like, man, when someone snaps to being defensive super quick, easy there. That's a trigger. It could be a trigger, but it's a sign that there's some truth there. And you know what? Like, yep. I feel like, first off, if anybody ever tells you they don't lie, don't believe it. Everybody's lied. Everybody. The CIA knows it. Everybody lies. Everybody has faults. So when I say this stuff, don't think that I'm just saying,
well, the CIA is a leader.
Right.
They lied first.
Yeah, they do lie first, right? But they know this stuff. They know everybody lies a little bit. It just depends on how big or whatever. But the thing is like, I was watching this video too the other day. It's like, hey, you know, if you're in some type of emotional pain and your gut's wrenched and or like you're talking about, or you're just depressed or something's not right, it's because you don't have the truth. It's either the truth about yourself, the situation, or something. There's something there, because when you have complete truth and openness, there's no reason. I mean, you may feel pain at the onset of the message of truth, but everything else dissipates after that.
No, you're absolutely dead on. Absolutely dead on. And we don't really want to go to the truth sometimes because it's very uncomfortable.
Right.
We don't like to be uncomfortable. You know, I call it being naked, you know? Let's go to the truth. Okay, let's get naked.
I don't really want to do all that. Yeah.
I'm in the office right here. You know, there's a doctor over there. No. Get me a robe. But we don't want to face the truth. And that's the way out. And I think that's why this guy, I should read his name just so I can give him the credit. Awakening is a destructive process. His name is Greg Calise. Hope I said his last name right. But awakening being destructive. Destructive, you have to get rid of the lies. And the first lie we tell is the one to ourself.
That's right, yeah.
I'm polishing the ego. I'm great. I'm wonderful. People can't, they got to have me. How many times have you heard this in the movies? You can't fire me. You need me too much. I'm irreplaceable.
Yeah.
You're always replaceable. Yeah. You're always replaceable. So I think the key to awakening, to getting closer to the Creator, is what we talked about right off the bat. Welcome to the moment. We got to be in the moment. We got to be in the present. We got to be in the truth. And when we hide our elephants and secrets, it's the bad wolf. And the bad wolf will bite you. Now, when you come out of it and you say, hey, whoa, you know, I don't want any part of the bad wolf. I fed the bad wolf. I did it. I fed the bad wolf. But I don't want to. That's when the white wolf comes up and takes a hand to lead you out. But you can't keep slipping the black wolf from the meat. kind of a big piece of pie there.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what when people say, I'm sure a lot of people are going through this. I feel stuck. I don't know what to do. Are you feeding both wolves? Like, what are you doing?
You feed both wolves, you compromise. And really, when you feed both wolves, the white wolf won't eat. I don't think the white wolf's going to eat from you.
Nah.
Because the meat's tainted.
That's a bad thing, too. Like, if you ever, somebody says it to you, it's like, your meat's tainted. Man, that sounds terrible. It sounds terrible, don't it? But
it's true.
Yeah, but I think we all kind of do that. Moment to moment. Moment to moment. Think about, you're talking about the moment. We don't realize how much power is in that moment, in that choice. Because in that moment is when we make our choices, and those choices cause massive ripple effects and butterfly effects in our life, you know?
And after every moment is another moment. So the key is feeding the white wolf constantly. Moment after moment after moment. Making it a practice. I mean, think about it. We've been programmed since we were a kid. I mean, I can sing a church song. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, red. It's a racist song now.
Red and yellow, black and white. And the short, I remember that song.
Yep. Yeah. See, you knew too, right?
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
You lived in Arkansas. I was in California. But we know the same song, and we can sing it to this day in our older age. And I'm older than you, Joe.
Yep. That thing's been passed down a while.
Is that brainwashing?
Yep.
Do you see what I'm saying? Not that the song's bad. It's not necessarily bad. But the point is this is the same thing in school. You know, who's the first president? George Washington. Why do we know that? Because it's indoctrinated in us. He was a great guy. He was a wonderful guy. But was he? We're just told this is what he's a great guy. He's the first guy. And you knew about Abraham Lincoln. But there's a whole bunch of presidents in between those two. Nobody told you nothing about them. So it's all about what we're taught. So if we teach ourselves to feed the white wolf, because a lot of people right now are saying, Ronnie, I fed the black wolf. I did it probably today. Okay, I'm not beating you up. I'm telling you stop. And when you stop, I know you fear that black wolf's going to bite you.
Yeah.
So you keep feeding the black wolf because you're fearful of the bite. But realize the quicker you stop feeding that black wolf and start feeding the white wolf will protect you. And then your whole life changes. You become welcome to the moment in a good way. And that's what people are looking for, in my opinion. They're looking for an out. Help me, please. I beg, help me.
If someone comes to you looking for an out and you can offer it to them, you can offer and say, I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
But
feed them the white wolf.
Yeah, let's say that, I don't know, it's like I've done this in my life too. We've all done this, but sometimes I think we feel like we have to be a certain way so that we have to be a certain way for some person so that they will offer us an out or something like that. When
you mean like we got to be above that person
or just
like we have to be a leader. We have to be a certain position.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of manipulative stuff that goes on too.
The best speakers are the ones that have fed the black wolf.
Oh yeah. Those guys are good, huh?
Those are the best speakers. Because they know they've done it. They've been there. They've been in the ground. They've been in the slumps. They know what it's like. If you were an alcoholic, do you want somebody that's never drinking alcohol to help you?
Hell no.
Because they don't know what the flip they're talking about.
Yeah, no, no.
Here, I have a drug addiction. Yeah, let me help you. Oh, you had one too? No, never had a drug in my life.
Then what do you know about it? Yeah, like.
I don't even take pain pills.
Right.
So are they going to get you out? Do they know what you're going through? No. But the guy that fed the black wolf a lot of his life, or the girl that did that, they know their stuff. And if they're feeding the white wolf currently, that's the one to listen to.
Man, interesting. Very interesting. I didn't had no idea that was you was going to go on this white wolf, black wolf thing. But this is probably one of the coolest shows we've ever had here. Everybody's going through this thing, right? I don't know if you're into, are you into astrology at all? Like the planets, yes. And the movement you are? Okay.
Yeah, the planets are not good right now. The world's kind of like in a bad way. But we will just, you know, keep thinking good. White wolf, white wolf.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to tell people is like this blue moon that's coming up, Halloween night, is the end of a hard cycle for a lot of people. Either people are going to go back to they're going to stay in this cycle, or they're going to move on to a new one. But it really doesn't matter where you go. It matters to really break the cycles. This is all about the self. You can make either choice.
Yes.
You know. So. Yes. Yeah, man. I don't know. It's is it past your bedtime, or do you want to hang out, or do you got to run?
I can hang out another 10 or 15.
Another 10 or 15, he says. Oh, man, that's fantastic. This is a once-in-a-lifetime show. I think I've probably got Ronnie McMullen up the latest he's ever been in his entire life. That's a possibility right now. Because I remember trying to get you to come on late, and you'd be like, no, that's past my bedtime. I'm good. All right. So consider yourselves lucky, y'all, because we're going to have 10, 15 more minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about the Fringe Fest, a little bit about how you can, like, shield yourself from some of this stuff, too. And we'll open up the phone lines at 1-800-588-0335. We'll be right back. More Lighting the Void coming up.
And I'd like to invite you to my radio broadcast, The Secret Teachings, airing 5 nights a week right here at midnight Pacific on The Fringe FM. Whether you enjoy history, the paranormal, symbolism, the occult, magic, parapolitics, or our annual Super Bowl show, our breakdown of the music entertainment industry, or our practical look at health, we have something for you that's unique, informative, and fun in rare form. Find us at Facebook.com. by searching facebook.com/thesecretteachings. Find us online by searching www.thesecretteachings.info. Or you can email us at rdgable@yahoo.com. That's The Secret Teachings, Monday through Friday, right here at midnight Pacific.
This is Barbara Charlton from Metaphorical Archaeology. If you've ever had a traumatic paranormal experience, the effects of it may stay with you for years. Who do you talk to? You can't go to conventional help. What we do is we use emotional freedom techniques or tapping to actually neutralize the effects of that event. Maybe when you tell the story now, your heart races and your palms get sweaty. You don't even want to think about it because you don't know how to neutralize that. That's what EFT tapping does. It neutralizes those emotions. The circuit that was recorded on is gone. The energy flows freely and you're free of it. And that's what emotional freedom is all about. We offer this as a pro bono service, but this is something that I offer because no one, it seems, is helping people with these experiences. If you'd like to reach me, it's really easy. My cell phone is 214-995-3754. Please leave a message. I will get back to you as quickly as possible. Or you can email me, barb.eft@gmail.com. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. Reach out to me. It's confidential. This works. You won't believe the results.
Hey, this is No Way Jose, a Northern California Piscean stuck in the Arizona desert. I'm a void walker, and I got the shoes to prove it. So what do I do when my soul yearns to delve deep into the realm of the unknown? I aim my satellite straight into the night sky and catch a smooth ride on the KTLK-DB radio waves. I tune into Lighting the Void with Joe Root on the Fringe FM.
Joe, Lighting the Void is the best show on the planet. This is Barney, your friend from Facebook. Thank you and all the crew for all you do. Namaste, my friend.
This is Macon from the foothills of North Carolina, and I am a Void Walker.
G'day, Void Walkers. This is Lily from down under Australia. The world may be small, the enigma is greater. So let your curiosity take you for a journey with Joe Root.
Hey, this is V, coming in from Central Maryland, and I am a Void Walker.
This is Kevin Dougherty, a beginner Void Walker. I'm from Vancouver, BC. I know a little about a lot, and as Leonard Skinner said, I guess the rest. I learned a lot from Mr. Root from the show, and I heard it from the beginning. I knew right then he was going to be a New York Bell. Thanks for all your shows, and keep it up.
Hey, this is Derek from Mass, a.k.a. the Night Stalker, and I'm a Void Walker.
This is Mark from Chicago, and I walk the void to ascertain what is consciousness.
My name is Jared Johnson, and I'm from Humboldt County, California. I do not know all the answers to the questions about reality. I do not claim to know the ultimate truth about life. I seek that which has been made hidden as a part of a family of explorers of consciousness. I'm a Void Walker. Thanks, Joru.
You get these like epiphanies, right? And then you just got to let it fly. You got to respect that, man. You know, like I got to say something. I'm going to say it now. That's really cool to me, actually.
Maybe it's a little weird too. Yeah.
It could be a little weird.
I don't know. Yeah. Synchronicity opened up everything up. So it's supposed to be, but, it's cool. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, it is definitely cool. All right. Well, let's see if we got, it's definitely cool for me too. Let's see. We got 214 area code. You're on the air with Ronnie McMullen. Who are you speaking with?
This is Brent Howell.
How you doing, Brent? What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, I'm in the moment and I'm the, gray wolf.
The gray wolf?
Gray wolf.
Yeah,
I'm the gray wolf.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, Ronnie started out saying that things need to be balanced. Okay, we always think in binary terms a lot of times, where if you just go to an equilateral triangle, you can get a different perspective. I heard one of your people advertising that on the Fringe. And it's really a blend of the white wolf and the black wolf, say. In other words, they're in their place. They're not at the extremes. They're further in, you know. Mm. The closer you can keep your enemies close and your friends too, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in the mix, you know. But Ronnie, I really admire you from a marketing standpoint. You've been on Get the Tea for a long time, buddy. That's, you've done a great job.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. And your perspective is good, balance. But if there's, I think the balance is that there's two forces. There's the black and there's the white, and being one side or the other. For me, I would rather be on the white wolf. I think I know what you're saying. It's like we as a people can't always be in the white all the time. And we definitely don't want to be in the black. So that would probably make us gray. I'd look at it more like letting the white wolf, feeding the white wolf. And when we feed the black wolf, we go, oh my gosh, that was the wrong thing to do because that wolf's going to bite me. I'm going to go back to the white wolf. So the black wolf for me keeps me in balance to be in the white wolf. Because the gray wolf, if there was a gray wolf, to me that would be scary because you're like, is that a white wolf or a black wolf? And it becomes gray. So that's, you know, maybe I'm maybe I'm going too deep or too shallow. I'm not sure, but
the gray wolf is the wise wolf.
Mm.
You know. And the wise wolf understands there's always going to be the black wolf. There's always going to be the white wolf. And while you're half animal, which you are,
yes,
at least from the belly button down,
right,
you have to deal with that black wolf all the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I know what you're talking about there for sure. Yeah. Like, but we can't look at the black wolf and the gray wolf like all the time, like it's a person or a bad thing. So what if these wolves are just thoughts in your head? Is there a gray wolf then? Because if someone tells you, man, this is bad, you should be afraid. And another thought says, nah, it's cool, man. You should be good. You know, the whole angel on each shoulder. Well, where's the gray wolf there?
Well, the gray wolf is the wise wolf. The wise wolf has knowledge. Uh-huh. And he knows to choose always to the white wolf.
You said the gray wolf, and you've put yourself as the gray wolf a couple times. And so maybe we as the people are the gray wolf, and we have to go and be led by the white wolf or the black wolf. Because I don't think there's three different deities. There's a good ground, bad ground, and medium ground. So maybe the wise wolf is us as humans.
Yeah, what do you think? No?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I agree. I agree, Keith. If you have a binary decision, you always want to go with the white wolf. Now,
right,
we can switch it around, actually. Why is black the bad wolf? It might be the good wolf because in the darkness is where you create light.
Well, you're right up my alley. He likes to split hairs.
It's all, yeah. Now we're splitting hairs here.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's like when you pick up the chessboard, right? Which one's good? Everybody wants. Why does everybody want to choose black when you play chess? You ever notice that? Nobody wants to be the white ones. Everybody wants to be black.
I know.
They go first.
Crazy, isn't it?
Well, anyways, thanks for your call, Brent. You kind of appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Brent.
Did tell you something. Threw a wrench in the whole thing, didn't he?
No, actually, I liked his view, but he called himself a gray wolf a couple times, which I don't call myself a black wolf and I don't call myself a white wolf. So when he said he was a gray wolf, I said, maybe there's a third wolf in the mix and that's who we are.
Yeah.
So we can either run with the white pack or we can run with the black path. Yeah, I mean, we can dissect this down to the granule of sand, you know, but as analogies, he was, you know, with a binary position, black or white, he was dead on, really. So it was good. It was good depth.
Yeah. And all of this comes down to choice, man. Like, I get what he's saying. You have to study the enemy. You have to know your enemy, and your enemy is yourself.
Yeah, because, yeah. Well, and the enemy can dress up as a white wolf, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing. We could start going that direction.
Boy, so, I mean,
we could take this all night long, but the key is in simple form. Okay. Not that it has to be a left or right issue, but in simple form, feed the good and starve the bad, and your road will be a lot better.
Yeah. Well,
that's, doesn't matter if it's wolves, bears.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know? It doesn't matter if it's a fox. Yeah, there's fox, people in chat saying, like, this is the longest metaphor ever. But yeah, it is. It's a good long metaphor, right? But
we are peeling away the peels.
I think the key to the whole thing, if you want to talk, is to, how about this? In a world of wolves and sheep, don't be a sheep. Be a wolf.
I'd rather be a gray wolf than I'd be a sheep.
Yeah, don't be a sheep. Don't learn your lesson as a sheeple and learn and grow up and say, I don't want to be a sheeple no more, and be a wolf. And now that you're a wolf, you get to decide if you want to be black or white or gray with every decision that you make. But at least you're not a sheep. You take it there.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I think, it kind of reminds me like when the first time you came on the network and we started trying to promote the like ancient life oil and get the tea and all of the stuff that you do, it was kind of tricky, right? Because I mean, there's things like, man, you can't say this and we can't say that. And I'm like, why? Some of this stuff is true, right? Why can't we say what we know about this stuff deep down? Well, because there's stipulations and all these different rules and stuff, because they've made sheeple out of us, you know?
Well, we've let people rise to power that shouldn't be in power. And, but that's okay. You know, I look at my products, I know they work. People that use them know they work. You know, if you were to take Allison Advanced and you have blood issues, it's going to help support your blood pressure. It's going to help support, your cardiovascular. It's going to, you know, cholesterol, triglyceride. It does so many great things. And that's probably because there's 40 cloves in one pill, one single pill of Allison Advanced. So, and the tea is great for digestive, and you know, our products work. And that was the big thing behind my company, is making sure that the products worked, because there's nothing worse than buying a product and it doesn't work. You know, you get it and it's like, so I thought, you know, don't want to do that. So that's, I think the company speaks for itself. It, you know, he threw me compliments. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But, the product itself, you know, does the deal. And really, if you go that one more line, let's peel the peel again. It's because these products are herbs, and herbs are from the creator. So you kind of can't go wrong when you're doing synthetic stuff. You're doing petroleum stuff. And just remember, Rockefeller kind of got into the season in the 20s and the 30s. And that's when all the pharmaceuticals all of a sudden were petroleum based. So that kind of gives you an idea. We got some stuff in the ground. We need to get in pills. What do you say? What pill should we do? Oh, something to make somebody feel good. And then when you see all the different sicknesses that picked up after the 25 to 30, how things started getting worse and worse and worse, it kind of told you things, because pharmaceuticals were based on herbs. And Rockefeller threw out all the books, and you know, you couldn't talk about herbs. So just a little enlightenment there on the herbs. That's why herbs are very powerful. And even some of the pharmaceuticals today still have some herbs, but they're, you know, bastardized with something else. So, and that's why we probably can't say what we can say, is because
that's tricky.
It's very tricky. And on top of that, there's another thing that's interesting too. And then I'll close with this, 'cause I got to go. But another interesting aspect too, is the pharmaceutical companies have a hard time beating placebos. So another, and placebos can be a sugar pill, can be, you know, wheat pill, whatever, something that really doesn't do anything for you. And actually a sugar pill would do, it's not give you a high, but they give you a pill and they say, this will help your cancer, or this will help your massive headache and migraine. And people go, oh, okay. And they'll take it and their migraine will go away on a sugar pill, on a wheat pill, whatever the pill is filled with. And that pill works better than the new pharmaceutical pill for migraines. So they have, that's why they have to alter the test and they have to get fake documents and so on. So the peer review journals get all goofed up. Everything goes weird because they can't beat the placebo. So what are you saying? You can't beat sugar. You can't beat wheat. No, that's not what they're saying, because that's not what did it. What did it was the mind. As soon as you said, okay, this pill right here will help you with a migraine. Oh, thanks, doc. Thank you very much. And the doctor doesn't even know. It's double blind. So the doctor's even thinking he's giving the pharmaceutical. And all of a sudden their migraine's gone. They're happy as can be. Then they find out, guess what? That was a sugar pill. So very interesting. You know, if you have an herb and you have your brain saying, oh, phew, I'm sure glad I'm taking this, you're going to put a supercharger on your V8 herb.
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm, look, I haven't been, as far as this COVID stuff goes, I'm not trying to tell you what to do or anything, but all you got to do is, and at least in my case, you know, we're not doctors here, but all you got to do is take care of your immune system. And it's pretty easy to do with some of the stuff that Ronnie has. I mean, Allison is like, that's like the one thing I take every day. Just, I don't even, if I take that, I'm good. Most of the time, I don't have to worry about it. Good. Right. Like,
yeah, that's it's how, a 4 month supply.
Yeah, but there is the fact too of, you know, like that whole belief thing, it kind of gives it the extra power. I think that gives a lot of things extra power too. Herb it right up, you know. But yeah, thanks for coming on, Ronnie. It's good to have you back on the program again, brother.
Thanks for the opportunity. You know, it was, like I said, it was synchronicity and that was kind of cool. And it's good to be friends to where you trust me enough to come on to your show. So you have a great show, you know, a great host, and people, I know you support Joe. Please support Joe, because he's one of the hardest workers and one of the biggest hearted guys I've ever met. And I know a lot of people in radio, and this is where I'd rather sit than anywhere else.
Oh man, that's a, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Can I have my $5 now?
Yeah, that's right. You got it. I'll send it to you later.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to owe you or whatever.
Yeah, we got to end on a laugh there, buddy. All right. And all listeners out there, you know, love you guys. And make sure you keep your immune system going. A little bit of fresh walk once in a while. It gives you some exercise and some mind lessening to where you're not so stressed. And try to eat right when you can, because every time you don't eat organic, you're putting pesticides and herbicides and petroleum on your inside your body. It's not a good way to go.
Bad anyway, for you.
Love all you guys.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Take care.
And there Ronnie McMullen goes. All right, that was cool. I swear on everything, he just called in like earlier. It was like early tonight. He's like, hey, you got anybody? What are you doing? You got a show tonight? I'm like, yeah, I got a show. We're going to do a show always. And he said, well, you got a spot. And I didn't. And it just kind of opened up for him. So Ronnie McMullen is kind of a bit of a magician too. And if you guys use any of his products and you know what's up, just for the love of God, make sure you put the code word fringe in there when you buy them. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. 501 area code. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Joe. This is Sammy. How are you?
Hey, Sammy. How are you doing?
I'm doing. I'm on a break. I just wanted to say hi and thank you guys for having the conversation. Kind of reminded me about why I'm feeling what I'm feeling right now and the things everybody else goes through.
What are you feeling?
Lots of changes.
Just changes?
I've been so bummed, but yeah, a lot of drastic changes over just the past few weeks. Had to add an addition to my house because I had to have extra rooms. I mean, just the whole nine yards. And, but I want to remind people, like, part of what we're going through. You know, here we are supposed to have this wonderful holiday coming up. I love Halloween. I love it. And it's, you know, kind of a damper been put on that. And be festive. Do your windows. Do your house. You know, do lights. I mean,
we don't have to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't right now because I'm in Arkansas and you're not.
Well, you know, it's an online event. So, you can go. If you got the internet, you can go.
Oh, my gosh. See, I've been working, and when I'm not working, I'm sleeping or painting or, yeah. So, but this conversation kind of helped remind me of it's not just me, that there's lots of us out there feeling this way. And remind yourself every day, you know, if you guys are listening right now, guess what? You made it through a whole entire day. You made it. You did it. You've got one day behind you, you know, and tomorrow's a new day. And try and keep spirits up because, you know, nothing lasts forever. And about the white wolf and black wolf, hey, look, if you didn't have that dark wolf on your side, you might not see the darkness. You might not understand the darkness when it comes and it enters into your life. And that might help you learn how to deal with it a little more. But feeding it too much, yeah, that's not a good thing. But all in all, in the end, you know, I've spent my entire life, as you've heard many of my stories, about having to find the goodness in every situation I've ever been in just to get me by, just to keep my head above water. That's how I survived my life. And maybe it's something as simple as a silly ass flower. You walk by and you're thinking, wow, that shouldn't be growing there, but somehow it survived and it did. And something, just find some kind of gratitude or joy for the day, one little thing, and absolutely allow yourself that moment to really truly think about it, to really truly absorb the just this one simple. We overlook so much of the simple things that can give us a breath of joy, fresh air, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. And nothing too.
But it was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it really was interesting. But I'm telling you, he's never done that. I've never seen him do that. Usually we'll book a show or something and he'll come on and it'll be, I don't know, it'll be something pre-planned or something like that. But he called me out of the blue, wanted to come on. It was crazy. Yeah.
But I'm glad he did.
He's
and
a good
you know
friend.
What? I do believe in a higher power. I believe in a higher power, but I don't dig the religion thing, but you know the reasons why. So just kind of let that go. But it's all good. It is a good message. And there's a lot of people out there who do need it because they are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I'm a little lost. I think
but
we're
someday,
all a little lost.
I'd like to get on here with you and just kind of get jiggy with it with some paranormal crap because
get jiggy
you know
with it.
everybody does the same old thing all the time. In paranormal stuff, I like to do different, and I don't like to, I don't want to put nobody at no risk because you really got to protect yourself. But at the same time, me, and this is part of my biggest flaw, I try to find the bright side of everything. And even in a situation where I've been to a graveyard and sat down and was just trying to relax and absorb and listen to see if someone had something they wanted to say. And I got touched and I was not happy about it because I just didn't think about the fact that I'm entering into their home uninvited. So I was trying to convince myself that there was some kind of beauty in it, you know,
that you got touched.
Yeah, I did, dude.
Well,
we sat on the corner of a curb away from the other plots so that we weren't sitting on anyone. And it was across from a mausoleum. And we were just kind of sitting there talking about if there's anyone here that has anything they want to say. And I got poked in my back. And I was like trying not to lose my crap, okay? And took a big deep breath, and I told my daughter, I said, I just got touched.
Well.
She said, where? And I was like, behind me. Yeah.
You know, my dad used to tell me that I was touched too, but I think he was talking about something different.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll learn that a lot up there in New York. They like to use that phrase that somebody's touched in their head.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Yeah, he's like, you're a little touched, boy. Yes. You know, now I get what he's saying.
Yep, yep.
But thanks for your call, Sammy. Yep. And I'll DM you too.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
I'll send you some tickets. Thanks for your call. For sure. If you want to go.
Oh, thanks. All
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a wonderful evening.
You Bye-bye. Too. Don't work too hard. Be right back.
Paracelsus is a medical tradition called Spigeria. Though not many people practice this work today, Phoenix Aurelius has been researching and teaching this work for the last 15 years, and he needs your support.
Hi, I'm Phoenix Aurelius, and I'm the founder of the Phoenix Aurelius Research Society, where I perform modern scientific research on the methods and techniques of Paracelsian alchemy and Spigeria for health, wellness, agriculture, ecology, and more. All my work is 100% funded by the public, so if you like what I'm doing and you want to support my research, please consider making a purchase of Spigeric medicines from my apothecary, fund your own Spigeric IDF wellness research, or participate in my group study or one-on-one immersion courses so that you can learn how to perform this work for yourself. I want to thank you in advance for your support.
Visit thefringe.fm/alchemyresearch and enter coupon code FRINGE and receive 15% off anything and everything on the website. That's thefringe.fm/alchemyresearch. And thank you for doing your part and keeping alchemy alive in the modern day.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I'm Ryan Gable, and I want to remind you to keep your radio, phone, tablet, or computer tuned to The Fringe FM and visit the website thefringe.fm to listen to the entire lineup of shows. You can also catch my broadcast, The Secret Teachings, Monday through Friday, beginning at 12 a.m. midnight U.S. Pacific Time, right here on The Fringe FM.
What do you think would happen if you bring the Fringe FM together with leading voices in the paranormal and unexplained? What if no topic were off limits, from cryptids to conspiracies to astrology, psychic abilities, and even ufology? And what would happen if you broadcast this event in crystal clear video, streaming live around the world and allowing viewers like you to interact with their favorite presenters? Then you would have created the monster that is the Fringe Fest 2020. Two nights only, Friday, October 30th, and Saturday, October 31st. For more information and to get your tickets, visit thefringefest.com. That's thefringefest.com. Trick or truth? The only thing scarier is not being there. That's Friday, October 30th, and Saturday, October 31st. Get your tickets now before they sell out at thefringefest.com.
We have worked with some of the best professionals in the business in order to provide coaching instruction for content creation, show structure, and more. Contact The Fringe Digital Media for more at info@thefringe.fm. That's info@thefringe.fm. Or call 501-777-5631 for a consultation.
glove sticks out. It's 1:30 in the morning. If you ain't like partying right now, what else are you doing? You're listening to the Fringe FM. Sound like Ryan Gable right now. You're listening to the Fringe FM. I'm Joe Roop. This is Lighting the Void. You can contact me at contact@lightingthevoid.com. Hope Ryan doesn't get mad at me. I love you, brother. Speaking of which, The Secret Teachings is coming up after Lighting the Void. It always does. And you can call in if you want to win tickets. I'll give Sammy some tickets. I got so many winners we got to give out passes to you. It's going to be a fun weekend, you guys. Really. I've already seen, like, Steezy CV's set. So it's not just going to be like an online event where it's just speakers. We're going to do fun stuff. We're going to have live performances, all of that. And you can get your tickets for $10 all weekend long at thefringefest.com. Go get them. Oh, yeah. Put in the code word Joe and you get 15% off. So with all this stuff going on, that, you know, there's everybody's obviously going through stuff right now. It's pretty obvious. But when you like, if you want to listen to subtle stuff, I think you should listen to things like synchronicities, things like dreams. There's things that, you know, you hear like what he was talking about, woo-woo, right? Well, what do we listen to? How do we listen to these things other than synchronicity? I'm telling you, my dream life has been crazy lately, and I've been trying this therapy. I went to Walmart, and I got one of these lights. And this one, it's one of those lights, like the LED lights that you put behind your TV or something, and it lights up certain colors or whatever. And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to turn like one night on, I'll just sleep. And it just lights up the whole room too. It's crazy when you wake up and you're like in hypnagogia and your whole room's lit up purple or blue, especially when you're coming out of a crazy dream. But I think it does affect it in a way. So I found out like blue light, at least for me, helps me like remember my dreams. And last night, I can't figure out why in the hell I had this dream, but I know that I've had it more than once. And I had a dream that I was in San Jose, California. I don't know what's in San Jose. I think that Rosicrucian place is there from Amorc or something, but I got off an airplane, was in San Jose, California, and I was thinking, man, I gotta go right back. I have to go back. Where, back to where, I don't know. And so I pull up my phone, and I look at my phone, and I'm checking my bank account, because that's what you do before you get back on a plane, right? Especially if you're me. And like, I don't have hardly any money. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here, man? I had a whole bunch of money before I took this trip. Like, why do I not have any money? And so it looks like I go through my transactions. And how in the hell is this detailed in my dream? I'll never figure it out, because you usually don't see detailed stuff like that. And I'm trying to think, where do I got to go? Yes, Joe loves pink. How did y'all know that? Yeah, pink is my favorite color for sure. But if any of you guys can figure this out, you can call at 1-800-588-0335. That's the calling number. But I'm trying to figure out why don't I have any money? And I look in this transaction, and apparently I stayed in this hotel, and this hotel cost me like $650. And I don't even remember staying at it. I'm thinking, what in the hell kind of hotel cost $650? Now, y'all don't answer that question if you've ever paid for a hotel that price. But I don't know. But I don't know what, I can't figure it out. Like, I don't know how to do this dream symbolism thing. And if you look it up online, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, if you took for an airplane, there's like 9 different things that people say. And so that's why I want to talk to J.M. DeBoard all the time and figure out what these things are. And then he just tells me, oh, well, you know, it just depends on what you and your dream stuff is, like what it means to you. So it means something, but I don't know what it means. And it says, to dream that you're flying an airplane suggests that you are in complete control of your destination in life. You're confident and self-assured in your decisions and accomplishments, but to dream that you miss your connection flight indicates that you're feeling helpless and trapped in some situation. Okay, well, that sounds good enough. And then here's another one. It's all different. So did you dream about an airplane? Airplanes in your dream indicates that you will overcome your obstacles. You'll rise to a new level of prominence and status. With the high elevation of a traveling airplane, it reflects an experience of great awareness and higher consciousness. It also is a great time for you. You're truly riding in the faster and much more open lane. We will go over the most common airplane-related dreams, decipher deeper symbolism and interpretations that fit your about planes. So then you have to look in the details, right? So did you get on board the plane? Did you miss the plane? There's nothing in here that says you got off the plane and you didn't have enough money to get back on the plane. What is the dream meaning of a missed plane flight? What is the meaning of a transferring planes in a dream? What is a dream? What does it mean when you dream about riding airplanes? This is kind of like, okay, what does this say here? Observe your emotions and surroundings when dreaming about your airplane ride. What are you doing? I don't even remember being on the damn plane. I just remember getting off of it. I need some help with this. I know you guys are dream interpreters. Your feelings and actions can reflect your thought process while being on your current life's journey. The dream signals that this part of the journey is faster paced as at the height of your career. Jesus. I hope that, no offense to you guys if you're listening, but I hope this isn't the height of my career. But being on an airplane ride in a dream typically puts you into small, tight cabin spaces. You know, this is what I'm saying. Like when you read dream symbolism and interpretation, to anybody could write articles about this stuff. It just seems like they're just taking wild stabs at what this stuff means. It puts you into small, tight cabin spaces along with other people. These people reflect the people around you. I don't remember the plane ride. None of this helps me. What does being afraid of an airplane? No, what does it mean to dream about a pre-flight check? That might go with it. It should be noted that the airplane takeoff process is one of the most dangerous situations. You must take in all factors into consideration, such as your life depends on it. Be on a close lookout for early signs. None of this stuff helps me. None of it. The number to call in, by the way, if you guys want to help me, because you can tell I'm desperate to figure this out, is 1-800-588-0335. 1-800-588-0335. Be on a close lookout for any early signs or error malfunctions. Oh, God. Now, I don't remember anything. I had like 9 things happen before I got on the plane or got off the plane. I had so many dreams, but that's the one thing I remember. Car crashing into an airplane. None of this stuff helps me. So I do keep a dream journal though. And I suggest that everybody do that. You keep a dream journal so you can decipher this stuff for yourself. But I know certain people have crazy dreams. There are certain people out there that have dreams that are just horrifying every single night. And I don't know why. Like, I had those when I was a kid. I talked to Ryan about that. He has some pretty crazy dreams, too. But I think when you dream, it's definitely like your higher self trying to tell you something's up. Or it's trying to talk to you. But I always kind of try to relate things magically. So airplane is like an air. An air, to me, represents like the intellect. And maybe that kind of stuff will help, but I don't know. Maybe this person will help. I think this is, 813 area code. You're on the area we're speaking with. Help me.
Hey, it's Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, help me.
I don't think I can help you, but I have had multiple dreams about airplanes recently. So yeah. I was listening to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it means, though? Like, what's the whole deal?
I don't know. Like, when I think of airplanes, I always interpret my dreams. Like, I'll read those dream interpretation guides or whatnot. But I always go by, like, I think it's personal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, airplanes are about, like, traveling, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, going somewhere new, traveling.
But why get out? But don't see.
Does
I don't
that
remember.
Help? No.
It does. Well, it does help. Yeah, but why get out? Getting off the plane. I think the one thing I remembered was like that I didn't have enough money to catch a ride home. You know, and it's like I got overcharged by this hotel or something. It's like it's maybe it was a fear of just being overcharged or something, or it could just be mundane. You know?
Or maybe. Well, but maybe it's a fear of like not having the resources to do what you want to do, right? So
that could be
you were going home, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get I just remember I was trying to get back to where probably. I would think so. Yeah. I mean that's all I remember is I was trying to get back.
Yeah. So maybe it's a fear of like not having the resources and being stuck somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that could be it. Maybe I'm here in New York and I'm afraid that I can't go back. But I'm not really afraid of that, though. Not even subconsciously. I tested that. So it's like, no, I'm not afraid of that. I'll be fine. So I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I mean, when you're thinking of it like going somewhere physically, maybe it just means, you know, being able to do what you want to do, having the resources to be able to do what you want to do. I don't know if it necessarily has to mean physically. Because all my dreams that I had in airports were, like, super crazy. Like, one of them, I was, like, working out stuff with my dad. And the other one, I was, like, I had some crazy stuff going on with work. So.
You have a lot of dreams about airplanes?
Well, I have recently. You know this. Like, we do the Astral Journal together. So we get into dream conversations. I've had multiple. And I never used to dream about airplanes, but this year, for some reason, I've had like multiple dreams about airplanes. And maybe it's like the state of what we're in too, because I used to travel all the time before this whole COVID thing happened. And now it's like so restricting, right?
Yeah, it's kind of suck. You know, when I went to the Rochester airport, it was like a ghost town there, you know? It is kind of restricting.
Yeah. So maybe it just has something to do with like the overall state of the world too. Like I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, we've all been confined to like our little spaces and our like little experiences with the people that we're close with, right?
Yeah.
So there's something that was so exciting about being able to get on a plane and like go somewhere new and experience something different. And now we're kind of all in that like trapped situation. Sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That weird sense of loss of a little bit of freedom across the board, like loss of a little bit of the ability to do maybe things that we want to do. I don't know.
No, I think you're spot on. But by the way, while I got here, since I got here, I'm just going to embarrass the holy living hell out of you just to help for the hell of it. Mm-hmm. This girl right here, all of the stuff,
of course you are.
All of the stuff that you see on the website, all of the cool graphics that you see for the Fringe event, and pretty much all of the cool stuff that we have, as far as especially visibly goes, and a lot of support is because of Amandala, aka Amanda, amongst many other nicknames that I've given you. You're definitely a part of the crew, and you've been like one of the biggest supports that I've ever had and this station's ever had ever. And I mean that. Like, I don't know what we'd do without you right now, honestly. Because I don't know. I don't know how much thank yous I can give you, Amanda. I really have no idea how to do it. But I'm saying thank you.
Aw, you're too kind. Well, you're welcome. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I think
you
guys
fun.
Have a good thing going here and yeah, I do have fun. I mean, all those, I'm sure people have seen them, all those friendships, graphics and stuff. You let me do the fun stuff. You're right. Like, what does it look like in your head? And then I put it on paper. And don't judge me, people, because I know they're kind of creepy, some of them. But.
No, like, everybody knows what the website used to look like, right? Like, I mean, I just kind of threw that together, you know? And then, Amanda comes along and looks at it. And she's like, nah, no. Here, just let me try it. And Amanda it's amazing. Right? We still got a bunch of stuff we got to do. But y'all should come to the Fringe Fest, though, because there's going to be some cool stuff We're doing a lot of cool stuff. You know about all of it because you've been helping with it, but I don't know. Like, I never give. Yeah, so
it's gonna be really fun.
I mean, obviously, all of the patrons for Lighting the Void, you're a patron for Lighting the Void. Obviously, those people help this show too. But I mean, like, I can't explain it how much help you've been. It's been insane. It's like been a miracle to me, honestly.
You're doing this on purpose, aren't you?
No.
You know, I'm embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed? No, I'm sorry. I just
you
wanted,
finally
like,
got your opportunity
to tell you thank you. Yeah. Well, whatever. But I mean, I've embarrassed you on the Astral Journal too, so it's fine. It's totally fine. Like, yes. You can take it, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm just playing. You're welcome.
But yeah, like, I'm glad you called in about the dream thing, because I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but there's a lot of people, and maybe you can help them with this too, because I got friends that have these issues too, that constantly have, I don't know how much time we got, just a few minutes here, constantly have like horrific dreams. I mean, dreams that scare the hell out of them. And I know you've talked to me about that too, because you have that. But you told me the other day, like, you mm-hmm. got to where you were just sick of it, right? Like, you're just going to face it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you give me some advice, or give those people some advice if they're just constantly having crazy dreams and nightmares and stuff? I know Ryan needs to hear this for sure.
Well, this is actually really crazy, because you and I had this conversation. I had a couple of like really creepy dreams. I was having bad anxiety for about 2 weeks. Everything's been kind of crazy. And I know like some people listen to the Astral Journal and some of them don't. But yeah, I've been going through like a lot of stuff, as I'm sure everyone else has too. But I had two like really crazy dreams. So it started with, and we talked about this, and I don't know if anyone else has an opinion on it, but it started with this dream where I was walking through my house, and I don't remember what I was doing before, but I became lucid pretty much. And I just had this feeling of like something else being there. Like, have you ever had a nightmare where it feels like, it's not like one of those in your subconscious nightmares where you're working things out and you know it's you, but it's that feeling of like, I just, in my head, it was like one of those creepy movies where I was like, something's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had been having this horrible anxiety for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, this might be related. Like, I have to get to the bottom of this. I can't take this anymore. I was really at like a breaking point mentally. So I had that feeling. And instead of waking up, because normally it scares me and I wake up, I decided I was going to go like check it out. And there was something in my head that was like, it's in the garage, you know? So I walked out towards the garage door, and I went to open the garage door, and I was so like prepped to ask this dark thing, whatever this energy was, like what the hell it was doing, you know? And I opened the door, and my cat jumped out, but it was like a demon version of my cat.
A demon
version.
And
it kind of like attacked me. Yeah. Because my cat's like sweet, right? But it's like one of the cats. It was like my cat, if it like came back from Pet Cemetery and for some reason had a bell around its neck, and it like attacked me, and I woke up. And about 2 or 3 nights later, I had a very similar dream, but I went to the front door, and I opened the front door, and there was this crazy, like, again, sort of like demon looking woman there. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the Evil Dead, but if you haven't, that trilogy is like amazing, first off. And second off, there's like this woman in there, the woman that goes, "Well, swallow your soul, swallow it." Yeah.
You're talking about the old Evil Dead, like 81 Evil Dead, 1981?
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
Is there any other Evil Dead? I mean,
there's I thought there was an old one, like 60s or something, but no, you're right. There's not.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but same thing, I was like, I'm going to confront this thing. And then when I opened the door, it was like some crazy, surprising scenario again, where she was like, it was weird. She got sucked into some portal thing, and I woke up again. Because it like scared me, you know, just like the cat jumping out at me, you know, you wake up from a scary dream.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I was on this mission to like, so I can't really give you much advice, because ever since I've been on this mission to like confront this crap instead of have these dreams about it, you know. I've just wound up in situation after situation where I wake up before I can even start the conversation.
That's interesting, man. That's interesting. So you've gotten to the point where you're like, all right, enough of the crap. Like, who are you? What are you? What do you want? You know?
Right. And I'm getting to the point where I'm getting like, I'm recognizing when it happens and I kind of snap into like being lucid. Right. But it's only for a few minutes and then something surprises me and I wake up. So I can't really give any advice on that yet, but I am exploring it.
So yeah, well, maybe down the road. Definitely a conscious explorer. It would take a conscious explorer to do that, because a lot of people that have those experiences might just go straight to therapy. But, you know, like Thomas Campbell said, that could be a portal to something, right? Like, could definitely, like some of the stuff that we're we think we're afraid of could be a portal to something that it's like a fear barrier or something, you know?
Well, you know, it's weird because I always wonder if, like, there is outside things that can affect us in that realm, because I'm telling you, once I made that decision to confront these things and I had those two dreams kind of back to back, I have had no nightmares since then. And I'm the kind of person that, you know me, like I have these really crazy dreams usually, because I think I work a lot of stuff out in my dreams because I'm pretty calm in like the waking world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but strangely, now that I think about it, I haven't had any bad dreams since then.
Just because you walked up to it and was like, what's up? Ooh.
Yeah, but even though I didn't get any answers, like, yeah.
Well, did your heart race or anything? Like when you, you know.
Well, yeah, it's like waking up from a nightmare. Yeah, you wake up kind of like, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Interesting.
But isn't that weird that like it kind of just went away just from the intention of like, I'm gonna figure you out next time?
Yeah,
and
just
then a
just
lot of my anxiety
it.
Subsided too.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
So maybe there's something to be said about feeding the black wolf.
Feeding the black wolf, yeah.
To, you know, right, first, and then, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, Ronnie was talking about feeding the black wolf. I was trying to figure it out too. You know, what decisions do we make? And when I hear black wolf, white wolf, I hear like, you know, the poles of love and fear, or, you know, like charity and greed, or I just see the poles, right? And, you know, you can't deny like the black wolf. And I think, didn't you say when you walked up to it though, that you got pulled back away from it, or a door, like you fell through a hole or a door or something?
It got like sucked away from me. Like something just grabbed it by the back of its shirt and like pulled it through. Like it was kind of like a black hole or like a portal or something.
Man, that's
really
creepy. That's what I think. I think it was definitely a portal or something. When you faced it, I bet you it never comes back. Not in that sense. Just, and you know, what is anxiety, right? If you think about anxiety is like an impending sense of doom. A lot of times when people have panic attacks, they don't even know why they're having one. And people that don't understand anxiety, they're like, oh, wow, you just don't think about it. And you just want to kill them for saying it, you know? But you don't know where it comes from, but you know you have that feeling of this kind of like impending sense of doom, you know? So I think maybe that you've, like when you went to face the doom or whatever it was, it just sucked away from you because it was really just facing it was the issue, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Interesting stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you're out of time, but I will keep you posted for sure.
And yeah, keep us all
I'm
posted.
I'm excited for the event. Everybody come party with us on Halloween. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Friday.
We're all going to be stuck in our little spaces anyway, so.
Exactly. Friday and Saturday. And I mean, it's only like two cups of coffee or something, $10, whatever, you know, it's not much. If you use the code word Joe, you can get in for that price. I'll give everybody's tickets away. We'll be sending those out this week. We do got to roll out of here though. The Secret Teachings with Ryan Gable's up next. Thank you guys. See you guys tomorrow night. Good night.